Hey, you're listening to Tooncast.
Hey, yo, this is Gear, and when I'm not helping out my pal Static, I have my backpack always playing Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the 99th episode of Tooncast, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Steve, Drew, and Mike, and today I'm joined once again by Lupus Convoy. Hello, sir.
Hello again, sir.
How are you?
Yes.
School's kicking your ass.
For all the chemistry teachers out there, it is not fun to torment your class by giving mountains of homework and making just about one out of three questions a trick question. I'm so sick of noble gases, I could just...
And today we're going to be finishing the DC Animated Universe Spotlight with Justice League Unlimited.
Yay!
Yay! For the history lesson, Justice League Unlimited, or JLU, is an American animated television series that was produced by Warner Brothers Animation and aired on Cartoon Network, featured a wide array of superheroes from the DC Comics universe. And specifically based on the Justice League superhero team, it is a direct sequel to the previous Justice League animated series. JLU debuted on July 31st, 2004 on Toonami and ended with the episode aired May 13th, 2006 and also is the last series set in the long-running DC animated universe. Now, just as a clarification so people don't go, oh, well, it's not the last series chronologically, we know. Batman Beyond, technically, is the last series chronologically in the DC Animated Universe. We get it. But this was their send-off point. After Justice League Unlimited, we have not seen any more DCAU shows. We have not seen a cartoon in the Bruce Timm style since 2006. I know that there's a Green Lantern cartoon series coming up either later this year.
Sorry.
I think Lupus just jizzed in his pants.
No, but come on, Red Angry Lanterns in the same series? Yes.
Oh boy. But yeah. So, what are your general memories of JLU, sir?
Just so good. Yeah. I mean, it says it all right there. It has to be one of the best animated series that I've ever seen in my life. And that's saying a lot, considering how much anime I watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's got its flaws, but, you know, I mean, they can't all be, like, really, really awesome episodes like Cat in the Canary or, you know, Doomsday Sanction or even Double Date, but... Or question authority, but, you know, once in a while we get those really bad ones, like Kid Stuff, Hawk and Dove.
Bad ones like Kid Stuff? Kid Stuff was awesome.
It had Morgan Le Fay.
Kid Stuff was awesome. Shut up.
Okay, but we can agree on Hawk and Dove.
Oh, you're talking, fuck Hawk and Dove. I hate that fucking episode.
There you go, folks. See? Once in a while you get those really crappy ones.
I'm not saying that we don't get crappy ones. I'm just saying Kid Stuff is not a crappy episode. I mean, you know, it furthers the whole will they, won't they thing with Batman and Wonder Woman. You okay, okay, tough guy? Lego, let me down.
There's other ones that are just as good.
Well, right, but still, Kid Stuff was awesome. And plus, you can't argue with the awesomeness that is Baby Edrigan, so shut up. Oh, hell. Yeah, for me, I actually, for, like, me and the DC Animated Universe at first, I knew Batman the Animated Series. I kind of knew about Superman the Animated Series. And I've told this story before. When I first saw Batman Beyond, I was like, what? Why is Bruce Wayne old? You know? And then after that, I kind of saw a few episodes of Zeta, but I didn't really pay attention to it, and I saw a few episodes of Static. And then after that, wasn't anything until I think I caught on Cartoon Network, I caught, like, the Once in Future Thing two-parter. And I'm like, whoa, what is this? Justice League cartoon? Hell yeah. And I had to go back, and I originally watched all the original series that we talked about last week, the first two seasons of Justice League. And, I love this entire series. All 91 episodes of this series. Even though we've split the two series up here in Tooncast for episode, you know, for to have a separate episode for each one, technically it is one show. It's five years of one show. Yes, they redid it. Yes, they rebranded it. But, it's the same show.
Any other general memories you want to give for JLU?
This has to have some of the better characters, even for side characters, than I've... See, it's so good I can't even speak proper English. You've got characters like Amanda Waller, Tala, just all these really awesome characters. Captain Boomerang, all these things that they're not the protagonists, they're the antagonists, and still they're lovable and just awesome. It's a credence to how awesome a TV show is if you actually cheer for the villains.
Oh, yes. You've got, speaking of the characters and the voice actors, we kind of already talked about the original seven, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Martian Manhunter, Green Lantern, best Green Lantern ever, Hawk Girl. So we're going to talk more about the expanded league this time. John C. McGinley as the Atom was just amazing. Your boy Aztec was voiced by Scott Patterson. Farrah Fork voiced Big Barda. Let's see. George Eads and Chris Cox voiced the Captain Atom. The Piv, Jeremy Piven voiced Elongated Man. I love that. That's so awesome. Michael T. Weiss voiced Etrigan and Jason Blood. You've got so many guest stars. James Remar as Carter Hall / Hawkman. Amy Acker as Huntress. You've got Mr. Fantastic here. You've got Ion Gruffrud, or however the hell you say his name, as Mr. Miracle. Ron Perlman again as Orion. Jeffrey Combs as The Question. Combs as The Question just takes the cake, because that was
Aglets. They're real.
You brought it up.
True purpose is sinister.
Yeah. And the funny thing about Jeffrey Combs' Question is he is now voicing Ratchet on Transformers Prime, and all I can hear is The Question coming out of Ratchet, and it's so awesome.
I didn't even think about that.
You got Powers Booth as Red Tornado. Nicole Tom as Kara Zor-El. Gina Torres was Vixen. Nathan Fillion was Vigilante. Dennis Farina was Wildcat. Jennifer Hale was Atana. And then you have some non-speaking members, which is very weird. You have a bunch of these, you know, different... I mean, this is specifically characters, because none of these characters ever really spoke. You've got Atom Smasher, Commander Steel, Creeper, Crimson Fox, Dr. Midnight, Gypsy, Hourman, Ice, Johnny Thunder, Metamorpho, Nemesis, Obsidian, Ray, Rocket Red, Sand, Starman, Thunderbolt, Vibe, and Wave Rider. It's very, very, very cool. Of course, you also have the Future League, which is the Batman Beyond era. You have Shooter McGavin himself, Christopher McDonald playing Superman, Jodie Benson as Aqua Girl. Wow, I did not know that was Jodie Benson. Holy crap. Aqua Girl, Ariel. Funny. Will Friedle as Terry McGinnis Batman, Lauren Tom as Green Lantern, Cairo, Wayne Brady as Micron, Phil Lamar as Virgil Hawkins, Static, and Peter Onorati as Rex Stewart, Warhawk. Very cool. And then the villains, of course. Darkseid, Michael Ironside. Definitive voice, Michael Ironside for Darkseid. George Newborn did Bizarro. Corey Burton did Brainiac, Sonar, and Key. Donald Gibson did Captain Boomerang. Shirley Ralph did Cheetah. Rachel York did Cersei. Michael Rosenbaum did Deadshot and Dr. Polaris. Michael Jai White was Doomsday. John DiMaggio was Dream Slayer. Robin Atkin Downs was Gentleman Ghost. Jennifer Hale was Killer Frost. Edward Asner was Granny Goodness. I just cannot believe Ed Asner.
It fits so well.
I know. It's so creepy, too.
And Ed Asner was used in Apocalypse, too.
Yep. Yep. You got Worf. Michael Dorn is Kalibak.
That works, too.
Yeah. Powers Booth as Gorilla Grodd. John Rhys-Davies as Lord Hades. You didn't know this. Alexis Denizov, who was Wesley, the failed watcher on Buffy, was Mirror Master.
Really?
Yep. And then you've got Juliet Landau as Plastique and Tala.
Oh, Tala. She's such an awesome character.
Yes, she is. Let's see. Bruce Timm did Solomon Grundy in this. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because he was just nothing but grunts because they brought him back to life in Wake the Dead. So yeah, Bruce Timm did that. I cannot believe this. Perry Gilpin. I recognize her from being on Frasier as Ross on Frasier. She was Volcana. We have a ton of recurring other characters. You have Robert Picardo as Amazo again.
For what, 2 episodes?
Yeah. J.K. Simmons is General Wade Eiling. Adam Baldwin is Captain Rick Flagg Jr. And Green Lantern Hal Jordan.
Oh.
I didn't know this, though. You had Will Friedle as Green Lantern Kyle Rayner. I didn't know that was Will Friedle. I thought it was somebody else. Robert Foxworth was Professor Emil Hamilton. Let's see. Dennis Haysbert was Kilowog again. Dana Delaney was Lois Lane. Lois wasn't in that much of Justice League. She was a little bit, but she wasn't. Not in this specific series, not in the later seasons, but she showed up a few times. But Dana Delaney is, for me, and I think for a lot of people that watch superhero cartoons, Dana Delaney is the definitive Lois Lane. She just played, if you go back and watch Superman the Animated Series up to Justice League, she just plays that character so well.
She does.
You've got Tim Matheson as Maxwell Lord, Daniel Day Kim as Metron, David Kaufman as Jimmy Olsen, CCH Pounder, Amanda Waller. I mean, enough said right there.
Yes.
You know, CCH Pounder did an amazing job with Waller.
It can't be Waller unless it's that voice. Sorry.
Yeah. Which is very, very, very awesome. Very, very, very cool. Overall, just the way they expanded the league, going from the two-parters to the one 30-minute short story mission type thing. It really works as far as expanding and doing something different with the show and still keeping the same overall, undertones of what had already happened, keeping the same continuity.
I think it it challenged them more because it allowed them to condense the epicness of the two parts into one full, complete, wrapped-up episode.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of times in the first two seasons we were like, this could have been condensed a little bit.
Yeah, it could have been.
It's got a little slow moment here and there. And in this one, I mean, it allowed them to really polish their craft enough so that we got those episodes where, you know, we get Wonder Pig.
Oh, yeah. And I'm so putting, somewhere in this episode, I'm so putting M.I. Blue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
so funny. Just an awesome stuff. And just there's so much like homages and stuff like that. We'll get into that here in a minute, but just the voicing and all that stuff was just so great. I mean, you know, I know for a fact because Bruce Timm has said this on the commentaries and stuff, you know. Yeah, I think he said it on the Starcross commentary, you know, when Maria Canales, at the time she hadn't got married yet, when Maria Canales had found out that Hot Girl was leaving, she's like, wait, so I'm fired? Because, you know, this was like one of her number one favorite roles to voice. And Bruce was like, well, yes and no, but we're going to bring you back, but there has to be some time in between. And just when she came back in the return at the very end was, for me, it was just so, so epic. Because it's like, you know, last week we talked about the cliffhangers. If that wasn't a cliffhanger on a 30-minute episode, I don't know what was.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, it was just so, so good. So just getting into some behind-the-scenes stuff here. The animation, there's a ton of really good animation notes here. A 16-person roster of the JLA appears in Young Justice animated series as mentors to the young heroes. Cast includes Bruce Greenwood as Batman, Phil Lamar as Aquaman, Alan Tudyk as Green Arrow. Oh, why is that in there? I don't know why. The League is mentioned in conversation between Batman and Plastic Man in an episode of Batman the Brave and the Bull. Oh, this is all trivia stuff. First animated appearance of the Justice League was in 1967 television series The Superman Aquaman Hour of Adventure. The team appeared in only three segments of the run of the show. The longest running version of the Justice League was a loosely adapted series called The Super Friends, which ran in various incarnations from 1973 to 1986. The Justice League make their first appearance in the DC Animated Universe in The Call, a two-part episode of Batman Beyond. It portrays a futuristic version of the team referred to as Justice League Unlimited, or JLU for short. The lineup consisted of an aging Superman, a brand new Green Lantern, Big Barda, plus new characters, Aquagirl, Aquaman's daughter, Micron, similar to Atom, and Warhawk, who is later revealed to be the son of Green Lantern and Hawkgirl.
Spoiler!
If they don't know by now, you know. Just such awesome stuff. And again, for writers and directors, you know, you got Dan Reba, Butch Lukic, Joaquin DeSantos, Dwayne McDuffie again. Amazing writing, amazing storytelling. May he rest in peace. It's a shame that we've lost him. You know, he was only 49. And he passed away recently. Stan Berkowitz, Bob Kane, William Marston, Joe Shuster, Jerry Siegel, Rich Fogel, Matt Wayne, Paul Dini. Just really, really great writers and stuff like that. So very, very awesome. As far as the actual show, the series is a continuation of its predecessor, taking up soon after Justice League ended. Features a greatly expanded league in which the characters from the original series, now referred to as founding members, are joined by a large number of other superheroes from the DC Universe. In the first episode, well over 50 characters appear. A number of these were heroes who had made guest appearances in Justice League, Batman the Animated Series, and Superman the Animated Series, but many heroes and other characters made their first animated appearances in this series. The general format of each episode is to have a small ad hoc team assemble with a particular situation, focus on both action and character interaction. Most episodes tell a self-contained story, but the series also features extended story arcs, the first involving the building conflict between the League and the secret government agency known as Project Cadmus. The plotline builds upon events that occur during the second season of Justice League, which in turn build upon the events in Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, and Gotham, so on and so forth. The second and final season story arc focuses on the new Secret Society, which is based on the Legion of Doom, as the main villains. Just very, very great stuff here. Justice League Unlimited, like the second season of Justice League, is animated in widescreen. The show all features new theme music. Two-part series finale aired in the UK on February 8th and February 18th, 2006, in the United States on May 6th and May 13th, 2006. So what are some of your favorite episodes from JLU, sir?
The whole Cadmus story arc. I don't know
Yeah.
It's so many episodes.
Yeah.
Question Authority definitely is one of the ones that pop out for me.
Yeah.
Task Force X. The Suicide Squad, Secret Six, Villains for Hire. That was awesome, I think. We did get a throwback with Once in Future Thing, Part 1 and 2, that story arc you could not put into a single episode.
Yeah, it's just too big.
This Little Piggy. The episode where we get Zatanna and then we have Cersei and Wonder Pig. Come on. And Bawana Beast, which is just a laughing stock in himself. I know you're going to say epilogue.
Yeah, we're going to save that till the end, though. I'll talk about that last.
Shadow of the Hawk?
Oh, yeah. The Shadow of the Hawk and Ancient History, sure. Technically two-parters, but...
Separated by a good long period for a reason.
Yeah.
Flash and Substance.
Yeah, that was a really, really good Flash episode.
That's going to be one of my favorite episodes.
The Great Brain Robbery. No, I love The Great Brain Robbery because, you know, you mentioned last week about Michael Rosenbaum, a.k.a. Lex Luthor from Smallville. And that was the perfect thing for this one, having the Flash and Lex Luthor switch brains because you have...
The same voice actor.
You have Michael Rosenbaum now voicing Lex Luthor and you have Clancy Brown voicing the Flash, but it's just... It's just so, so awesome.
What about Patriot Act?
Meh? That was the one with Eiling when he transmutated himself.
I know. He becomes so the very stupid. Thing he hates himself.
I know. It was so stupid. I mean, I like it for the secondary characters, for, you know, Vigilante and stuff like that, but meh.
I thought it was ironic that he became the one thing that he hated.
Panic in the Sky and Divide Away Fall, which technically are the final two episodes in the Cadmus arc in the fourth season here. Just those two episodes together are just amazing.
It's one of those things you could sit there and make into a movie.
Oh, I know it, yeah.
Like, I can see myself going into, going out and putting this out for everyone to see, like those four episodes, and then when people ask me what this is, just be like, here's the box set of every episode, go watch it.
Yeah.
Be enlightened, child.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, so awesome. But I mean, like, just the way, I mean, even though Panic in the Sky and Divide We Fall technically aren't a two-parter, they act like a two-parter. Mm. And it's so, so great. Which is very, very, very cool. And as far as epilogue goes, talk about that later, because Alive and Destroyer, the final two episodes, I know you particularly don't care for Destroyer, but I always loved it just because I want to see, like, epilogue is the definitive end. Yes, I know back, you know, in the first season of Justice League, they didn't know that they were going to get us, you know, at the end of the Cadmus arc, at the end of How Do We Fall. They didn't know they were going to get picked up for another 13, but I will always watch Epilogue after Destroyer, because technically it's an exclamation
chronologically.
Point. Yeah, chronologically. And I want to see a Bruce Timm styled animated series like Justice League Unlimited. I want to see what happens from the time Destroyer ends up until the point where Batman Beyond begins. Batman Beyond begins with the rebirth, where we meet up with Terry, where we meet up with old Bruce, and all that. I want to see an animated... I want to see, you know, where Flash is like, these are the end times. And then Wonder Woman's like, well, the adventure continues. I want to see those continuing adventures, damn it. But just in Alive at the end, when Darkseid comes back and they have a problem, and just the all-out fights in Destroyer was just so, so great.
It was good.
Yes, very, very awesome. Moving into the music segment here, I know a lot of people love the original Justice League theme. When I first heard the JLU theme, I love it 10 times more than the original music. And Bruce Timmons said on the commentary, he's like, oh, you changed the music. Oh, we hate it. We hate it. As soon as I heard the theme song, I loved it so much more than the original theme. It's got so much more of a rock anthem thing. It's just so, so great. What do you think of the new theme song?
I think it's the original, just amped up to 11.
Yeah. It's just so, so awesome.
It's one of those you can sit there and you can see yourself jamming out to it.
Oh, yeah. I find myself doing that a lot.
With the air guitar, too. I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah, all you got to have an air guitar.
See, even the dog's wagging its tail. It likes it. It's no fool.
And again, I'm hoping that La La Land Records will eventually put some sort of Justice League Unlimited soundtrack together.
Or just release the singles of the openings.
Well, yeah.
And the Batman theme, and, of course, the Green Arrow theme.
Yeah. Yeah, the Green Arrow theme.
Because he has his own theme song.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Getting into the legacy segment here, we have video games, as well as several video games based on its animated incarnation. The Justice League has appeared in 2 video games titled Justice League Task Force, released in 1995 for the Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and Justice League Heroes, released in 2006, as a cross-platform game. Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Barry Allen, Captain Marvel, and Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, appear in Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. That game was alright, I guess. Apparently there was a canceled film. Warner Brothers had hired Kieran and Michelle Mulroney to write a script for Justice League, which they had handed in that June to positive feedback from the studios. George Miller signed to direct in September 2007. While the studio hoped for filming would start before 2007-2008 Writers Guild of America strike. In addition, the studio was considering filming Justice League completely in motion capture, similar to Beowulf. Filming was supposed to start in February 2008 in Australia, where post-production would be conducted. Some shooting was to take place in Sydney Heads, while local colleges were scouted. Yet in January 2008, Warner Brothers announced that the film was on its indefinite hold, allowing options to lapse for the cast, and the studio felt the script needed perfecting. Let's see, is there anything coming up? Anything recent? In December 2008, there were rumors that director Miller was off the project. They were dispelled by a representative of the filmmaker, however, describing the movie's status as being seriously worked on. The film by George Miller was canceled. As far as the future, although Christopher Nolan has been rumored to be director for a Justice League film, Nolan himself wishes to keep the Superman and Batman universes individual, as he is involved in the making of both the next Batman and Superman films. Marvel are doing what they're doing, and people will either respond to that and really well, or they won't. It's not something I ever applied a blanket rule to. But Marvel characters are very different to DC characters. You've got to go back to that element of what do I see when I close my eyes and think of Batman, Superman, and for that, to me, a big part of that is their individuality. They're extraordinary beings in an ordinary world and are two very different characters, but there's elemental feeling of power in the iconography. For the characters. To me, that's originality because they stood alone. I need to hang on to that in my imagination of them, or my imagining of them. Let's see. DC Entertainment President Diane Nelson has also said that they have no plans to connect future film projects together and will focus on keeping them separate. We do have a very different attitude about how you build a content slate. And it isn't necessarily about connecting those properties together to build into a single thing. We think we've got great stories and characters, and that will lend themselves to great standalone experiences, but that's the way we're focusing on it. DC Entertainment Chief Creative Officer Jeff Johns has made similar remarks. Let's see, what else? Some homages and parodies. In the commercials of Alltel, there's a group of superheroes called the Super Squad, with the obvious reference to the Justice League. Tiny Toon Adventures episode New Class Day, one of the skits is a parody of Justice League called the Just Us League. There is a
reference. That was a spoof off one of the episodes, too.
Yeah. There's a rap music production group in the USA who call themselves the Justice League. They have been well known for production of successful artists such as Mary J. Blige, who accredit one of her Grammy Awards to the team. Other artists include Ghostface Killah, Rick Ross, and T-Pain. Now here's where we're going to talk about the complete series DVD set. There is the complete series set has everything you could ever want. It is a direct port over from the season sets, but it has all the same special features. It has all the same episodes. It has a bonus disc with a new... has a bonus disc with new special feature as well. And it comes in a tin case. I mean, you know, you can't beat that.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. Just amazing, amazing stuff. And then, of course, there's the action figures. DC Universe Justice League Unlimited fan collection is action figure line based on the highly popular Justice League and Justice League Unlimited animated series. Though it was based on the shows, the line has continued well beyond it and has been rebranded in 2008 as a Target exclusive in the U.S. Very, very, very awesome. Very awesome stuff. And wow, all of the listings are still here. Holy crap. The JLU toy line is just so, so, so awesome. You know, they do three packs. They do in-show characters. They do out-of-show characters, which Guy Gardner is an out-of-show character. That's not going to help you. So I think we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go to some ads and stuff like that there. And, yeah. See you then.
Tooncast will be back after these messages.
You okay, tough guy?
Let go, I'm fine.
Wait. It seems that magic always has a price.
And your point is?
What would I have to give to make you lift your spell on Diana?
Well, now you're getting interesting. I want something from you that's very precious. Something you've worked very hard to conceal. Something when gone, you can never regain. Something so shattering.
I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if each plan that you had done fell through. There was a time I was your only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
Beautiful. And you'll keep your part of the bargain?
A deal's a deal. He can stop now.
Not on your life.
I should say.
Oh, no. These producers are driving me crazy here at the Geekcast Radio Network. Oh, what am I to do?
Indeed I am, Michael. And I am here to help you and Kevin take over podcasting.
Movie Week in Review is the Geekcast Radio Network's weekly movie podcast. Steve and Mike take a look back on their favorite films and give you their thoughts. They also bring in co-hosts at times. If you are a movie buff, listen to MWire only on geekcastradio.com.
Hey guys, this is Optimus Solo from the Geekcast Radio Network, and I was thinking the other day that maybe I've been too hard on the folks over at IGN. I mean, they had to put some effort into their top 100 animated series of all time list, right? I mean, maybe it's just me that wants to punch a baby when I read it. So in all fairness, I thought we should gather some of the people who were involved with this list and get their opinions. So what do you guys think about the IGN list?
I didn't think it was physically possible, but this both sucks and blows.
Okay, anyone else?
Dumb, dumb, dumb! Those dudes are so dumb!
I'm afraid to ask, but anyone else?
Epic fail.
Homer, they put your show at the top of your list. You gotta like their list, right?
I stand by my disappointed groan.
So I guess we should do something about it then.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I am, Brain. I think we should unveil the Geekcast Radio Network's Top 100 Animated Series of All Time list.
I second that emotion.
And I know that our list will be much better than the IGN list. You know why?
We watch a lot of TV.
That and the fact that we are teaming up with This Week in Geek, the Pop Culture Network, Chicken Pop Pod, and some other great geek sites.
By your powers combined,
we will give you a list geeks everywhere can be proud of.
Welcome to my throne room, fugitives. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
So, final thoughts on Justice League Unlimited, sir.
Why aren't you watching this show, people?
Yeah.
Why haven't you watched this? It is awesome.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, between all the voice acting, all the great appearances, I mean, you know, they said on one of the special features on the DVD set, you know, any superhero or any DC character you ever wanted to see in animation, it's there. You know, it just is. It's just so cool just seeing all these different people, having all the different voices. I mean, you know, Jeremy Piven is elongated, man, even though he was only in a couple episodes. It's fucking Jeremy Piven, for Christ's sake.
They needed more than one stretchy man.
Yeah. Greasy wheel and all that thing. You know, just so amazing, and it was just a great way for them to go out on top. As far as the production of the DCAU. Thank you for joining us here on TuneCast. There are several ways to get in contact with us. Leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each episode. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. I said this a couple episodes ago. I'll say it again. Anyone that leaves an iTunes review on TuneCast, on regular, you know, TuneCast proper here, any future reviews, we will read those in TuneCast Beyond when that starts in November. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is GCRNTuneCast. Mine is TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter?
Caminiti style. CaminitiStyle.
Become a fan on Facebook. Search GeekCast Radio Network. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving a message for and your name. 502-526-5821. You guys have until May 27th to get voicemails in for episode 100, so you got 2 months. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast, and wish you'll join us in 2 months when we will be ending TuneCast with TuneCast episode 100, A Look Back. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Lupus Convoy.
Thank you for listening, and join us next time for the final time.
Screw next time. Look who just dropped in the Skype black hole again. That's right. What's up, man?
Oh, nothing. This is TuneCast episode 99. Lupus and I just finished talking about Justice League Unlimited, which we all know you're not a superhero cartoon fan because you just don't get it.
But I'm always lingering right by.
Yeah. You're a fucking troll.
I'm always somewhere. looking on, watching over.
Oh, God.
Just call stalker. Me Robin.
You podcast stalker. No, Kevin's here because this is TuneCast 99. I wanted to get him in at the kind of like a last word before we, you know, when TuneCast 99 releases on April 6th, that's it. It's technically done. We've completed the journey. We've covered 99 plus cartoons because we've covered several different Disney sequel movies. But I mean, overall in general, 99 episodes, 99 cartoons.
Right.
I'm
just hoping there's nobody that's only listened to like the last 10 episodes and is wondering who the heck I am. Who's this guy?
Well, I mean, to be fair, you were on up until episode 14, and then you missed episode 15 to 24, and you came back on 25.
So I've really only missed about 20 or so.
Yeah, I mean, if we go back and look at it, you won't miss. And it's not really you missing stuff, like, later on. It's more like it wasn't your, like, Johnny Bravo, it's not your thing. Oh, what was the other one?
No, there was a couple other ones.
Yeah, there was a couple other ones that just weren't your thing, and that's, like, SWAT Cats and stuff like that. Which is fine. I mean, but the main point is the two of us, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm the goddamn Batman when it comes to TuneCast, but
oh God,
we'll get into that in a bit. you know, I mean, the whole point of the 2-year journey that we've taken is that it's mainly been Kevin and I. And as I've said before, originally it was supposed to be Kevin, Todd and I, and Todd just didn't fit with what the feel that I was going for with this. And I mean, you know, technically Kevin has come into it, you know, his own right, and he's doing his own show. He's creating projects for us, and
I'm out of control, people.
Yeah, exactly. and yeah, I mean, this has basically been our journey. I mean, you know, I know you haven't been around for some of it, but I mean, it's basically, I mean, for the majority, you've been here.
Yeah. So don't forget about me, iTunes reviewers.
I don't think they do. So. But yeah, I mean, you know, you got any thoughts on just 99 overall? Episode 99 specifically, but like the ending before the actual end.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be good to give me some time. I think it's good timing that we're doing this in almost the same time that we're doing the top 100, because it's given me a lot of time to reflect back on some of the shows we've covered over the TuneCast lifespan. I mean, it's really gotten me thinking about some stuff for episode 100.
Yes, episode 100 is going to be epic. Ekic? What the hell is Ekic? I have no idea. Episode 100 is going to be epic, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Another reason why we are recording this secondary clip to the end of TuneCast episode 99 is because as of March 19th, we have a brand new iTunes review.
Dun-dun-dun!
I'm just going to say it this way because I don't like the way that it was spelled in the title, but it's Tooncastic. Because it doesn't – Tooncast-ic. It doesn't – I don't know. It's like Tooncast is icky. I don't know. It just – so Tooncast-ic. There we go.
Yes.
I don't know. Something like that.
You got problems.
Yeah. It's a 5-star review by ToonMania74, as I said, left on March 19th, 2011. And there's somebody yelling out in the hallway. Ever since TFGM and Mike Blanchard began with his TFGM podcast and the genesis of the Geekcast Radio Network with his partner in crime, Steve Megatron Phillips, podcasts have never been the same. I currently subscribe to 35 different podcasts ranging from Disney, retro cartoons, comics, and wrestling. Okay, nobody's perfect. Hey, wrestling's cool. Shut up. And I'm pleased to say that the Geekcast Radio Network, my favorite of them all, is Tooncast. I have been a loyal listener since episode zero. Every time I listen to an episode, I find myself answering, correcting, agreeing, and arguing with the guys and girl, Tara the Rising Star, like if we were in the same room, and we're all longtime friends. I love the format to the show, the variety of interviews, clips, and the love or hatred of hosts bring to the shows they review. I have highly recommended Tooncast to friends and now to you, Kevin, the professor, a.k.a. Optimus Solo Thompson, the genesis behind the voice actors website, which technically you aren't. I mean, you're just a bigger part
of it. I kind of am.
Well, I mean, you're...
I am the genius. I am just not the main guy.
Yeah. I didn't forget about you is Robin to Mike's Batman, in which they both play off each other so perfectly that it makes a great show to hear. Looking forward to Tooncast Beyond, or more appropriately, 65 years in the future. Make mine GCRN. Now, first of all, before you even say anything about the Batman-Robin thing, the way I view it is I'm the main host on this show. This was my show to begin with. You know, I brought you in because my original co-host that I was going to have just dropped out on me, and I knew, you know, through early emails that you and I had exchanged that, you know, you were a cartoon buff much as I was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I can see it in that sense. But if you want to negate it, go ahead.
No, I'm fine with it in the sense that you're the one that's been on all 99, well, eventually 100 episodes, so they can call you Batman and then call me Robin. They obviously don't know us very well. No, I'm just kidding. I think it would be more like it's like a – oh, God, I'm going to show my ignorance for comic book stuff, but it would be more like, let's say, if you had a collaboration between Batman and somebody else that's a headliner, like a Justice League combination or something like that. Like, you got Batman on one hand, and I'm not going to be Superman because he's gay, too, but...
Hey, leave Superman alone.
I know Spider-Man's a different universe, so I guess
yeah,
I can't...
Yeah, Spider-Man's
him,
Marvel. you know, I could see... You know, honestly, I could see us as Batman and Green Arrow.
Yeah, there we go. Just don't call me Robin. Robin's so gay.
Well, no, I offered to you in the chat off air. I offered to you when I first commented on this. I offered to you could be Jason Todd. Oh wait, they killed him, but brought him back in the comics. But anyway,
it's very nice to hear such kind words, especially when we're almost
yes.
Hopefully between now and episode 100, or you know, shortly thereafter, we can hear a few more nice comments as we round out the show.
Yes, exactly, and. Speaking of Tooncast episode 100, we will – I've kind of mentioned it before in the last few episodes here. Anyone that wants to leave a voicemail or send in an MP3, you need to do so before May 27th. May 27th, 2011 is the deadline because we have to record Tooncast 100 before June 1st is when it goes up. So May 27th is the deadline for voicemails. You can call 502-526-5821. Make sure to say that you're leaving it for Tooncast episode 100 specifically, and your name or screen name or whatever kind of nickname you want to use.
It'd be really cool if we could get a lot of people to leave some comments. I mean, this is – I'm not trying to like step on any of our other projects, but this is probably the most popular show GCRN has had as far as the iTunes stuff. We've you know, had more reviews than any other show.
Yeah, this show has 3 pages of iTunes reviews.
And because it's one of our biggest shows and it's kind of coming to somewhat of an end, it would be cool to hear a lot of people's opinions of the first, you know, one, or of these 100 episodes. And also, you know, feedback's great. Otherwise, you're going to leave it up to us as far as what happens 65 years in the future.
Right, exactly. And, people are like, oh, I'm sad it's ending. I mean, technically it isn't. I mean, Tooncast is still going to be Tooncast. Just this incarnation, I wanted to end on an epic note. This was a two-year journey that I had taken, that Kevin has taken. And
we have to change things up in order to allow us to do some other things with it.
The point of Tooncast, the tagline of Tooncast, is the cartoons we grew up with. And that's basically anything from Looney Tunes 1930s, 40s era until 1999. There have been, I believe, three or four times throughout Tooncast proper where I've broken that rule and talked about, like, Titan A.E. came out in 2000, Clerks, the animated series, came out in 2000.
The tagline for Tooncast Beyond is going to be the cartoons that we didn't grow up in on or the ones we forgot that we grew up on.
But, I mean, the point of this specific show was that it was the cartoons we grew up with. It was reminiscing on the old cartoons. It wasn't necessarily – I mean, we have technically reviewed them, but it was more so – looking back through those rose-colored glasses and you know, just breaking the rose-colored glasses as well. Right. And just reliving some really, really good nostalgia cartoon stuff. And this show had to have a specific end. I knew 25 episodes in how I wanted to end this show. I wanted to end it episodes 93 to 99 with the DC Animated Universe. Everybody was asking when I first started posting the schedule everywhere, which I'm not doing anymore. Not the entire schedule. I'll put it out in bunches. But when I first started posting the schedule for this, everybody's like, oh, where's Batman the Animated Series? Where's Justice League? Where's this? Where's that? When I create a podcast, I have a plan, people. Trust me. I have a plan. I know what I'm doing.
Not always a good one, but he has a plan.
Shut up. So, you know, episodes, like I said, 93 to 99, the DCAU, the in-continuity shows, because Teen Titans is not in continuity, Batman, Superman, Justice League, Batman Beyond, Static Shock, Zeta Project, stuff like that. Those were going to be the final 8 or 9 episodes, and then Tooncast 100 had always been planned that it would release on the two-year anniversary of Tooncast. Because, right. I mean, not only is it the two-year anniversary of Tooncast, it's the two-year anniversary of the actual network.
Yeah.
Because Tooncast was, back in 2009, Tooncast was the main, I mean, we had MWire, but it hadn't launched yet because it wasn't launching until July. We still had ATTF, we still had TFG1 to go. But June 1st, 2009, Tooncast was, technically Tooncast is the flagship podcast of the Geekcast Radio Network as far as how popular it's become. I mean, I know Geekcast Radio, is the actual overall flagship show of the general geeky topics, but I mean, when we launched it, Tooncast is what took off because of the format that we had, because of just what it's become and just people loving hearing us, you know, talk about these cartoons. And, you know, that's just the way it has to be. I wanted it to end at 100 episodes.
Well, and basically what it boils down to is if you want to keep hearing us, for those fans that we've gathered over the 2 year period, or, you know, those people that are subscribed to us on iTunes, et cetera, you know, if you want to continue to hear us talk about animation and cartoons, this had to come to an end. We have to reformat things. We have to make it possible that we can do other stuff, and that's just part of the process.
Right. And the way that I come about doing new podcasts, regardless if they're continuations of others, brand new RSS feed, brand new art, brand new everything. Yes, Tooncast Beyond will be a continuation of Tooncast proper, but Tooncast Beyond is going to be anything from the year 2000 until whenever now is. So, you know,
special treats thrown in.
Right, exactly. We've built in what I've called and what will be called DeLorean time episodes, where anything that we did miss here in Tooncast in the 100 episodes that you guys have suggested to us, or that, you know, people have said, oh, you forgot this, or oh, you forgot that.
Don't freak out. There's a chance.
The DeLorean time episodes will be Tooncast classic, basically.
It and if will you're really be really nice to us. No.
You know, I mean, no, don't listen to Kevin. The Glorian times are happening, damn it.
No, I'm saying if they're really nice to us, maybe some of those ones that they've requested.
Oh, yeah. In there. Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a quick, you know, final little note before we kind of end for a couple months. And
well, and it's better to do this now than episode 100 because we got a lot of stuff to do in episode 100.
Yes, episode 100, we're going to have, you know, lists of favorite characters, favorite shows, least favorite.
For those of you that listened to the last of the Disney Spotlight, it'll be
similar to the
but even more epic.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have a section just for the guest hosts that if they want to call in or if they want to email MP3s in. As I said before, to call in for just fans to call in by May 27th, 502-526-5821, or you can email me an MP3 file, tfg1mike@gmail.com. And the same goes for the guests and the co-hosts. If they want to do that same thing as well, but we will have a specific section just for the guests and co-hosts, to come on and to leave their thoughts as far as, you know, via voicemail or MP3 files or whatever. And it's been a great 2 years. I mean, we've had a lot of really positive feedback. We've had a couple of negative feedbacks, which is fine. Feedback is feedback and we learn from it. Or in the case of some people that think that our Pinocchio episode was, you know, a little Ron Jeremy-esque, you know.
It was.
I know it was, but that's the point.
The other thing people can tune into episode 100, I guarantee right now, it'll be the last time ever on air that I ever talk about we're putting some of these things to their final resting place, some of the arguments that we've had. We're never going to debate Scrappy after episode 100. We're
Scrappy
never
debate's
gonna,
already been settled. In,
I know, I'm not ever going to defend Dexter, my hate for Dexter's after 100. We're going to put the whole Silverhawks Thundercats thing to rest forever.
Thundercats rules.
And, you know, all those debates that we've had over the course of these 99 episodes, I'm not talking about them again after episode 100. That's my oath.
And I will repeat this again in episode 100, at the end of episode 100. But any of you fans out there that either just found our show, go back and listen to the previous 98 episodes, since this is episode 99. Or the fans that want to leave any like new reviews or new feedback or anything like that, anything specific to Tooncast proper, to this specific podcast, any new reviews, any new feedback, emails, whatever, will be read in Tooncast Beyond. That's the beauty of changing the format, of continuing with the same title, kind of, and just going further. I mean, we've got tons of stuff planned for Tooncast Beyond. I will actually be releasing a schedule. I'm not going to say how we're going to do that schedule yet, because we will be recording episode 0 of Tooncast Beyond probably after we record episode 100. That would kind of make sense, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe.
So, but yeah, I just wanted to get Kevin in as, like, you know, one last little hurrah for the actual Tooncast before he and I and a couple others get to Tooncast 100. So, any final thoughts before we leave the Justice League Unlimited people?
The who? I'm just kidding.
Justice League Unlimited people, since this is the Justice League Unlimited episode, you ass hat.
Oh, that's right. No, everyone should just be afraid that, you know, and know that I'm always lingering out there in cyberspace and I can drop in at any time.
Troll.
And make sure you tune in to episode 100 and make sure you tune in to our top 100 discussion.
Yes. So, as I said before, we will see you in 2 months.
Gone! Gone! The form of man! Rise the demon Etrigan!
Etrigan, you could have warned me.
Oh.
Hey, buddy,